The 10th question, how to drop judging people. There is no need to stop or drop judging people. You have to understand why you judge and how you can judge. You can judge only the behavior, because only the behavior is available. You cannot judge the person because the person is hiding behind. The person is a mystery. You can judge the act, but you cannot judge the being. An act is irrelevant, and it will not be right to judge a being through the act. Sometimes it happens a man is smiling. The act is there on the face, and deep inside he may be sad. In fact, he may be smiling because he is sad. He does not want to show his sadness to anybody. Why bring one's wounds to everybody? Why? That seems embarrassing. He is smiling maybe just because he is crying deep down. Nietzsche has said, I go on smiling, people think I am a very jolly person, and that is absolutely wrong. I go on laughing, because I am afraid if I don't laugh, I may start crying. So I have to convert my energy somewhere, otherwise it will become tears. Before it becomes tears, it has to become laughter. And the insight is perfectly true. Nietzsche is one of the most perceptive men ever born on the earth. Tears and smiles are very close. In Indian villages, women say to their children, don't laugh too much, otherwise you will start crying. And that happens. If a child laughs too much, he starts crying. Tears and smiles are very close. If you want to hide your tears, the best way is to smile. That's how people are smiling. But just by seeing a smiling face, you cannot judge what is happening inside. The inside is not available to you. The inside is private. It is not available to anybody. So the first thing to understand, that you can look only at the behavior, and the behavior does not mean much. All that is really significant is the person behind, and you don't know. Your judgments are going to be wrong. And you know it in this way. People judge you by your acts, and you always feel that they have judged you wrongly. Because you don't judge you by your acts, you judge you by your being. So everybody feels that all judgments are unjust. You feel it, that judgments are unjust. Because to you, your being is available. And the being is such a big phenomenon. And the act is so tiny and small. It does not define. It may be just a momentary thing. You said something to somebody and he became angry. But don't judge it by his anger. Because that may be just a momentary flash. He may be a very loving person. If you judge by his anger, you misjudge him. And then your behavior will depend on your judgment. And you will always wait for the man to be angry. And you will always think he is an angry man. You will avoid the person. You have missed an opportunity. Never judge anybody by the action, but that is the only available thing to you. So what to do? Judge ye not. By and by, become more and more aware of the privacy of being. Every being inside his own soul is so private. There is no way to penetrate it. Even when you love, something at the deepest core remains private. That's man's dignity. That is the meaning when we say man has a soul. Soul means that which can never become public. something of it will always remain deep, lost into some mystery. I have heard two men were called to a home and asked to haul some trash to the garbage heap. After they had loaded the truck, the bed of the truck was overflowing with all the trash. One man said, "We may get into trouble with the police if we drive through town and the trash should blow onto the street." The other man said, "Don't worry, I have an idea. You drive and I will spread my body over the trash and that will keep it from blowing about." On the way to the garbage heap, they passed under a bridge, and as they drove under it, two men standing on top of the bridge happened to look down and see the man lying on top of the garbage, arms and legs spread wide. One of the men said, "Will you look at that? Someone is throwing away a perfectly good man." From the outside, that's what we can judge. From the outside, it is always wrong. Seeing it again and again, understanding it again and again, penetrating it again and again, you need not drop judgment. It drops on its own accord. Just watch, whenever you judge, you are doing something foolish. It does not apply to the person at all. It can apply only to the act, and that act too is taken out of context because you don't know his whole life. It is as if you tear a page from a novel and you read it and you judge the novel by it. It is not right. It is out of context. The whole novel may be totally a different thing. You may have taken a negative part, the ugly part. But you don't know anybody's life in its totality. A man has lived for 40 years before you came to meet him. Those 40 years context is there. The man is going to live 40 years more when you have left him. Those 40 years context is going to come there. And you saw the man, just a single instance of him, and you judge him. That's not right. That is just stupid. It will not have any relevance to the man himself. Your judgment will show something more about you than about the man. Judge ye not, so that ye may not be judged. That's what Jesus says. Your judgment shows something about you. Nothing about the person you have judged. Because his history remains unavailable to you. His being remains unavailable to you. All contexts are lost, just a momentary flash. And your interpretation will be your interpretation. It will show something about you. Seeing this, judging disappears.